There's a well-known saying, what would Jesus do? There's an accompanying saying that sometimes said that our gospel points out today that making a whip out of cords and driving people out of the temple and flipping over tables is apparently part of those options. That this strong reaction of Jesus is important for us to really look at the temple. What was it and why was it? Why did he choose? Not in a sinful way, we believe, but in a powerful way to show so strongly what was at stake. That the temple in the Jewish faith was very significant, much more than just any a church for us. We have churches in many different cities or multiple churches in one city, but that wasn't so with the temple. There was only one temple. It was in Jerusalem. There were synagogues, which correspond to our liturgy of the word, the readings and preaching. Those would be scattered around. The people would have synagogues to go and worship in their own town. But to go and offer sacrifice, that kind of is the model for our second part of the Mass, the Liturgy of the Eucharist, the new sacrament instituted by Christ at the Last Supper of offering of his body and blood. That was only done in Jerusalem at the temple, so that the temple had an even more powerful calling to be what Scripture calls it, a house of prayer for all nations. It was to be standing out as a house of prayer, of communion with God, whereas he finds it a marketplace, as he says. He finds it a place of concern with worldly things, concern with the most kind of superficial type of aspects of life, that we seek to enter in our own self, not with that mindset. You know, that as the third commandment says, to keep holy the Sabbath, the Lord's day, that this was very important to Christ, you know, that we seek to be very important to us, to seek as much as we can to enter into this prayer in an authentic way. But the third commandment, of course, isn't the last commandment. There are seven more commandments speaking about the love of neighbor. Christ says this is the second commandment of the law, and very much like the first commandment to love our Lord is to love our neighbor as ourself. That's also a problem with what's going on in the temple. That this money changing, this bartering, this attempt to get an advantage over the other person, this is not the love of neighbor. This is not an authentic community. This is just, again, the bad behavior we see out in the world taken into the church. Rather than transforming the world, here's the temple being transformed by the world. And so for us, we also call to mind that aspect of our faith. One of the practices of Lent is the works of mercy, or called almsgiving traditionally. That it's difficult. We've been having our Lent discussion group on Saturdays, and it's been a wonderful conversation. We've talked about some of those difficulties that we encounter of being overwhelmed by options, being burnt out, being overwhelmed by responsibilities, of the personal difficulty of serving another, of, you know, the awkwardness that can be with some of those personal encounters with people in need. But we've also had a good conversation about kind of what are good things that are happening. Been able to partake and work with our homebound ministry that brings communion to those that are either in nursing homes or otherwise not able to leave their homes, to bring them communion, to visit with them, to pray with them. Very powerful. It's a great thing that's being done. That's the sort of thing that maybe we would like to do, and we have the time to do it, and that could be something where we're called to take a step. Or it could be the sort of thing that we'd like to do, but we just aren't able to do that right now in our state of life. But, you know, perhaps there's someone that we know that is homebound that we could speak of that might be isolated or abandoned or forgotten, they might feel, that could make that connection to kind of in that way partake in that work, to find other ways that we will be able to support. One of the things that also has come from the Lent discussion groups that I'm excited about for our parish is seeking to put together for our website and maybe a little pamphlet, or hopefully a pamphlet here for the church as well, of just some opportunities of service, things that people are doing, things that can be done, explanations of how to support them, whether with our time or with financial contribution, just kind of a source. Because again, we can be overwhelmed by all the options that are out there, but a place to go to kind of gather together some with the details necessary to make it a little more straightforward, a way that our church can help to continue the second commandment, great commandment of love of neighbor. I think a final point is that one of the things that we keep coming back to as well is the importance of starting where we can and being practical, not letting abstract thoughts or abstract, nebulous goals, or goals that are too extensive to be completed right away, to prevent the things that we can do. To start with that situation where we are with family, with work, with school, whatever it might be, I'm going to look for opportunities of service, of taking a little extra step. So let's pray this week. What is the Lord calling us to do? How, in our practical way, can we be manifest as people of prayer, but also manifest as people of charity? What is it, what is one thing that we can do this week to carry out and allow that calling to be put into practice?